feel the criticism dissipating?
Almost, Prince. I will question when we all thought with the ambassador coming back before Bates, we all had a quiet month. And now I see more of him than the ambassador.
Мы думали, да, это посол уедет, у нас будет тихо, это посол тоже тихо.
А сейчас нет, это когда уже
Роликов.
Besides, he has a very good human heart.
И он такой, у него чувство такое, даже немножко старомодно благородное чувство.
He is a somewhat maybe out of date, but a very noble man and heart.
Мне бы хотелось, чтобы у нас очень хорошие. И он просил, как он не говорил.
He didn't ask, of course, me to tell you this, but I'm just...
Мне бы хотелось, чтобы я очень большую надежду на то, и мы там...
And this is that we all in the great hope that many of you, two of you, will have a very good impact on the future. Вообще-то есть одна из горячих, которую я говорил, я не знаю, я очень сильно.
in that spirit that I want to convey my views on the our relations.
Yeah, what did I say? Versus
we have made progress on salt. We have made progress on historic Berlin Agreement in our
view.
We have agreed to a meeting at the highest level
with the British to take our position forward.
We also have discussed the possibility of working out in the future European security
conference.
And very, very great importance to both sides. We have begun through our special channel and between Dr. Kissinger and Mr. Green, at Mr. Brezhnev's suggestion, discussions on the Middle East. As I see it right now, we have an opportunity for a totally new relationship between the United States and the Soviet Union.
That's just previous blood ones.
This is a no. We won't agree on anything, but if we can agree on Berlin, on limitation of armaments, on the Middle East, on the European Security Conference, and then finally, if we can make progress in the field of trade, where Secretary Stans received a very warm welcome, I must say before, this will mean that the United States and the Soviet Union will be as close together as we were during the Great War. Possible for two nations with different systems of government. Two nations with different, which we must recognize, different objectives in the world. Your objective in the Middle East is different from ours, but I think it is possible for us to live in peace and to find areas of cooperation, and that's what I think our meeting in May is going to accomplish. But now, speaking very frankly, a great cloud hangs over it. It's the problem in the subcontinent. The United Nations, we had a disagreement. The Soviet Union on one side, the United States on the other side. As far as the outcome of the present conflict is concerned, the client of the Soviet Union is India. India has 600 million people, and 600 million people are going to win over 60 million people.
So it's
if events go forward as they seem to be moving at the present time, Pakistan, which lined up with Pakistan, which lined up with China, will be cut in half. So consequently, looking at it short range, this whole series of events in the subcontinent is a game for the Soviet Union. It's a game for India. It's a tragedy for Pakistan. And has been interpreted, of course, as being a setback for China, because they back Pakistan, the loser.
Because it's not a
subcontinent will be a tragedy for Pakistan.
Он не хочет сюда затрагивать за то, что исход, который размещается там, это будет трагедия для Пакистана.
But what would be far worse from the standpoint of the future of the world is that if we continue on a different course, the socialism going one way, the United States another way, and the subcontinent, it could poison this whole new relationship, which has so much promise. It could be a disaster. So what I would like to suggest is that I do not believe that the gains that the Soviet Union may get from India winning over from the dismemberment of Pakistan, gains which are probably certain, are worth jeopardizing relationships with the United States.
Я думаю, что те выгоды, которые вы сейчас можете получить, а выгоды вы явно получите, если Пакистан восточная соединится, я думаю, что эти выгоды будут перекрывать, они не будут ни закрывать, ни доходить до тех,
что будет занимать от Российского Союза. I do not say this in any threatening sense.
Я не говорю, что это в каком-то угрожающем плане.
But I think there is a better way. The better way is for the Soviet Union and the United States to find a method where we can work together for peace in that area.
Есть лучший способ для найти свои пути, как вместе работать на направлении мира в этом районе.
Now, the first requirement is that there be a ceasefire.
Первое требование – это прекращение огня.
The second requirement is that, and this is imperative, that the Indians, who already have pretty much overcome the resistance in East Pakistan, so that the Indians desist in their attacks on West Pakistan.
Второе, это чтобы индусы после того, как они уже, в общем-то, достигли успеха в Восточном Пакистане, не нападали на Западный Пакистан.
If they do not, the Indians, after wiping out East Pakistan, if they then move their forces again to West Pakistan, then the United States cannot stand by.
Yes, the Rikindia, post-Togoflazai, 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 post-Togoflazai.
Now, so the best way is the ceasefire. And then, since the Soviet Union had the idea of withdrawal, the chairman has suggested that there be political negotiations. I would say a ceasefire, and then negotiations within a Pakistan framework in which Yahya will negotiate with the Awami League.
Первое, конечно, условие прекращения огня. Второе, это так, как и председатель Брежнев предлагает, переговоры о мирном урегулировании. Пакистанцам я предлагаю внутри пакистанцев, чтобы Яхья Анан договорился с представителем народной партии.
And then an agreement after negotiations to withdraw.
И после этих переговоров соглашения тоже вывести войска.
Now, this agreement is a fair settlement. Recognizing the interests of everybody concerned.
Считаю, что это было справедливым. Такой подход я отвечал в интересах всех заинтересованных.
The key to the settlement, however, is in the hands of the Soviet
Union. Ключ к урегулированию, я думаю, все-таки все в руках Советского Союза.
They can restrain the Indians.
Они могут сдержать с Индией.
If the Soviet Union does not restrain the Indians, the United States will not be able to exert any influence with Yahya to negotiate a political settlement with the Awami League.
Если Союз не сдержит Индию, то Соединенные Штаты не будет возможности надавить на Яхья Анан, чтобы он вел переговоры с Народной партией.
Having said all these things, right now is the critical point. The critical point is that if the Indians continue to wipe out resistance in East Pakistan and then move against West Pakistan, we then inevitably look to a confrontation.
Сейчас сам категорически кто-то получается, если индусы закончили свои дела восточным Константином, то на западу Пакистан, тогда мы можем подойти к столкновению между нами.
Because you see, the Soviet Union has a treaty with India. We have one with Pakistan.
В Советском Союзе это было с Индией, у нас Пакистан.
And in summary, it seems to me that it's very short-sighted for either of us to allow what happens in South Asia to interfere with these great new initiatives that now have so much promise.
Мы можем здорово сейчас позволить событиям в Южной Азии помешать тому направлению, в котором наши отношения разлагаются.
So what I would like to do is simply to suggest that you convey to the chairman my concern, and that's to my questions. I'm very reasonable, as but it is important that he recognize the urgency of restraining the Indians at this point and moving toward a ceasefire and a political settlement.
We want to сдержать индусов с тем, чтобы остановить течение событий в направлении и добиться мира.
Having said that, may I say that I know that there are lots of arguments that can be made in the United States, as Mr. Brown has suggested, and Mr. Gresham covers some in his letter. But my purpose is not to argue those main debating points. My purpose is to say, look, we have a difference here, but we must not allow the differences there and the opportunity for one or the other to gain to endanger and jeopardize the relations that are far more important. People of arms control of the Middle East, which is far more dangerous to each of us and more important to each of us than anything that happens in India or Pakistan.
Так что, конечно, можно тут не спорить, конечно, и они уже много спорили, и мы тут тоже что-то спорили. Я сейчас не о спорах говорю, а хочу просто сказать, что необходимо сейчас принять конкретные действия, чтобы не осложнять наши отношения, не осложнять вопрос решения Ближнего Востока. Ближний Восток очень важен.
And not to mention what I think is also terribly important, the long-haul trade, good friends, and you to know that we see
и, так сказать, и дух, и букву я, конечно, передам.
For that, when I say Russian, I'll convey the spirit and the letter of what you said.
Когда приговорить, ну, нас и на эту тему разговор.
Такой разговор. But I meant preliminary discussion, is that...
То смысл в том, что, конечно, ну, все надо принять, потому что не было времени.
And the main thrust of the talk of the
Russian was that
all actually did.
С нашей стороны будет очень много меры к тому, чтобы между Индией и Пакистаном
выделить.
Но сейчас, вот, я думаю, можно найти где-то истину в том, что надо прекратить войну и стараться установить причину, которая ее
произойдет.
Именно участие мнения и народа, именно
Потому
что там надо немножечко, наверное, гибче руководителям Пакистана
We will lose 70% of this enterprise. parishioners, if we can say 30%, that's 30% more than the situation permits. And we will come out with some dignity. And
what did you tell
the Packet Pastor? Well, I told the Packet Pastor, I read him a few paragraphs from the Brezhnev letter. I said, here we are. And then I said, my personal view as a friend is, and then gave him more or less your program. I said, it will give you time. It will stop the Indians. It will change world opinion. If there's another war, it will be a clear war of aggression. It's
an agreement. All that you're asking them to do is to agree to negotiate with the Iwami, but you can send it.
That's right.
They have no choice, though.
They could be totally obstinate and say it's their country and they're not going to discuss it. But, listen, get Hake to bring the paper to me. I think, Mr. President, it's one of these situations again. I think we're going to have, if Yahya gives us a positive reply, well, then we may have to do it without him. I just hate to do it without him because of the Chinese. That's a big problem. But then we may have to let him get raped. See, then we can just, you know,
step wrong.
Then we can just say, all right, we did what we could. And then he's just going to lose.
You know, I use the word of confrontation with us in this thing. So I said, we have a treaty with Pakistan. You've got one with India. There's a lot of hard language in this.
Oh, my son. It will end now. It will end. We'll lose 70%. But that's a hell of a lot better. We were losing 110% yesterday.
I don't know what to do, but at least they'll stop the goddamn Indians from going to the West, maybe. Do you think they will or not?
Yes. I think they will. Yep. That's my
judgment. You have another talk with Voronzov. He says, of course, he'll convey this message right away.
Mr. President, the thing... The thing I have learned in my association is that if you push chips into the pot, you might as well push a lot in. You're not going to lose.
Yeah.
I think this will end.
No what?
That they intend no annexations beyond existing lines.
do we usually mean whatever, but do you mean the
no annexation in West Pakistan? Is that what you mean?
I'd say no annexation, because whether there's a Bangladesh or not, the Indians will see this as another step of us to try to put them in the wrong, so that we can brand them aggressors. See, even if there's Bangladesh, that's not an annexation. Yeah.
So we want to ask them, tell them that we want an assurance of no annexation, or crisis, or any of them. Why do I have to tell this group that? Right?
Because I can't get them to do it.
Yeah. You should call in the Indian ambassador and tell him why.
But you should tell them what's your...
I never heard of it. So, of course, it should be no annexation. The Indians can't possibly take the position about that.
No, the major point is the first one, which they must hear from you.
Yes, fine.
That it's your policy that you do not want the dismemberment and defeat of Pakistan, and that you want them to act in that spirit.
I don't know that we have a hell of a lot that we can do to avoid that.